With threats to our nation waiting around every corner, adaptability is more important than ever. When conditions change without notice, quick strategic thinking is crucial, and with obstacles consistently impending, determination is essential in overcoming them. It's this willingness, decisiveness, and resilience that sets Marines apart. With our fighting spirit, we don't just fight battles, we win them. Marines are the constant our nation counts on to fight the unknown, and through adaptable problem-solving, we do just that. Learn more at marines.com.
This is part of the Anfield Wraps Christmas Hamper. What is the Anfield Wraps Christmas Hamper, you ask yourself? Well, the Anfield Wraps Christmas Hamper is us handing over to you all the shows that we normally put behind the paywall for this week leading up into Christmas, so you can get a flavour of what's going on there. That's what we're about with this little thing. We want you to get to listen to all of this, get a flavour of what we're doing, and maybe you'll think about subscribing. You'll be able to click subscribe whenever you want to throughout these shows, go from there, and hopefully you'll enjoy it. But more than anything else, we very much hope you enjoy the shows. Thanks for listening all year, the Anfield.
Hello, this is a pre-match thing, really. I don't know what it's called. Is it a cup of tea? I don't know. It's just we're just going to have a little chat about Everton tonight. Obviously, big game. We're all nervous and we're all pacing around the office. So we thought, instead of pacing around the office, let's sit in a room with microphones in front of us and tell the world how we're feeling. So to talk about how they're feeling and about the build-up to the derby tonight. Got Rob Gutman with me. Got John Gibbons with me. What's happened today? There's rumours that
I am doing the show as well, mate.
You're doing it as well, yeah, Andy Heaton's mate. Doing it as well. I didn't know whether he was or he wasn't, to be honest. A bit of on air needle there. but yeah, so what's happened today so far is it appears that Joel Matip is okay to play. It appears that Emre Can is available for selection as well, if all those sources out there are to be believed. No news on what the situation is with Daniel Sturridge. Klopp did mention him in his press conference the other day. He said he'd quite like to have him for maybe 20 minutes off the bench or something like that. In terms of the shite and news about Everton, there's a rumour going around the city from fairly decent sources. Don't want to be all in the know and that, but there's talk that they're going to play three at the back. So Rob, three at the back for Everton. Does that hold any fear for you, given the last time they played three at the back, they got absolutely battered by Chelsea?
No, is the pithy answer to that. I've been looking forward to, I don't want to tempt fate, us having a go at one of these three at the back sides, like Chelsea, because I think we just put Sadio down the side of them and our full-backs get very, very wide and very, very deep into the attack. So bring it on, quite frankly, yeah. So if they're thinking three at the back, he's thinking, oh, I'm going to put five or six in midfield and try and stop Liverpool playing. That's the predictable thing to do. How do we counter that? I don't know. They're Everton, we're Liverpool. This is a game where, you know, it's a cliche. We play our game. If we're the real deal, they don't have a say in this, despite the fact that they'll be combative and up for it and noisy. It's about how we play. And my other pre-derby prayer is always, let's just not be terribly unlucky with some shy talk of a referee or someone of ours off after 20.
Mike Dean, isn't it? I mean, we were having a chat before. Mel was briefly in, Melissa Reddy, and she just wanted to do a little video for goal.com with a couple of us. And we were talking about, John, about a bit. It feels like it's a bit of a conundrum for Koeman in his first Goodison derby, because if you look at the Arsenal game they played Everton and what Evertonians were saying afterwards, they were all saying that was Everton, that was an Everton performance. We got stuck in, we didn't let them play. You know, our blood was up, the old lady was rocking, all that stuff. And so that's what they'll want tonight, isn't it? That's what the fans will want. Whereas maybe what would be best for Everton really is like what Rob's talking about there, about them almost trying to stifle us and trying to do what, you know, Southampton did to us, you know, just stopping us really. But that's not what the Goodison Park is going to want to see Everton do, is it? They're going to want to see the old school in your face, getting stuck in, winning your header, winning your first tackle.
No, definitely. You speak to Evertonians, and when you speak to them about it kind of seriously, if you like, one of the things that's really annoyed them about recent derbies is that Everton have, you know, haven't really competed enough, and they've gone down with a bit of a whimper. There was that 1-4-0 last season where they hardly touched the ball, and I know it was just before a big FA Cup game, and so Bobby M was in a difficult situation, but they just barely laid the glove on Liverpool until that shithouse challenge by Funes Mori. And so I think they won't want to see that. And I think Everton have got to use the crowd as much as they can, and they've got to use the kind of the home crowd and the passion and stuff like that. And sitting back first 20 or 30 is just going to end up with frustration and getting on the backs and things like that. So I think they've got to go forward to a certain extent. So they've got to try and do, I think I'd say more what Swansea did really rather than Southampton. I think Swansea came out as a surprise as a little bit, started well, obviously got the goal, but also pressed quite high. It's difficult to keep that up, and Liverpool eventually got the win, but we had to work for it. And I think that's probably if you're looking at what other clubs have done against us, I'd say that's more of a model of how Everton will want to go about it than the Southampton one. I just don't see how they can turn up like Southampton did and try and do that.
Yeah, I didn't mean I thought that they would do a Southampton. I mean that they just play a numbers game in midfield.
Yeah.
To actually give them a platform to attack us. But it's a risky strategy. If it's a true 3-3-5-2 or a 3-6-1, it has its risks. That says to me that Koeman wants the ball. He doesn't want Liverpool to have the ball, because if Liverpool have the ball, we'll pick them apart slowly but surely.
Liverpool have had the ball in every game they've played,
yeah,
pretty much,
haven't
they?
That's what I think it's a reaction to.
Okay. I mean, in many ways, you might be able to hear me better now. My mic was the wrong way around before. Soz, you know, ever professional here.
Tall taste, are we?
But, no, yeah. Yeah, I mean, now that you're getting it free, why wouldn't you want to pay a fiver for someone talking into a mic the wrong way around? Andy, I mean, in a way, I think that for Evertonians, like, a Klopp-managed Liverpool is almost their worst nightmare, because if you're Everton, or if you're the traditional version of Everton, if you're like, it's like Liverpool come to Goodison Park and get bullied by Everton. And I think Jurgen Klopp and Jurgen Klopp's Liverpool and the way we play, we're, to me anyway, the least likely side ever to be bullied by anyone.
Let's call it what it is. It's dogs of war, isn't it?
That's what they want.
They want to drag you in. But yeah, no, typically, that when Everton have had good results against Liverpool, and it seems so long ago, it's like Star Wars. 2010.
October 2010. And that was when Hodgson was our manager, yeah, so it doesn't fucking count.
No, it doesn't count. No, but Derby Day, you want your men, don't you? And you look at that squad, and we look like a squad of men who won't shake it. I mean, even like the little lads like Mane, he's not shy on getting stuck in.
No.
He's a
tough little fella.
And they've lost it. They've lost. You look at that lineup now. Who've they got? You'd say, I mean, McCarthy, he's just a fucking thug. But apart from that, who is there in that side you think you wouldn't fancy yourself against?
I quite like Ross. Like, I'll still hold a torch of Ross, because he's a scouse lad.
He's not consistent enough.
No, he's not.
He'll not start tonight.
He's got ability, though, hasn't he?
Will he start tonight? I don't think so.
The derby?
Ross?
No, I think he'll throw him in, because he's a local lad, and he'll be his blood will be pumping. He'll want to get one over the red shites.
I think he'll play.
Did he play against Arsenal?
Yeah.
Yeah, he played well.
Yeah. He started, did he?
And he played well, yeah.
Oh, then he'll play, yeah. Yeah, okay. Fair dues.
So this back three is interesting. I mean, who would it be? Funes Mori, because Jagielka's out injured, didn't he?
Yeah.
Ashley
Williams. And
the young lad. What's he called?
Holgate.
Yeah.
Oh, lovely.
Well, no, I think it works a little bit better.
I'm not getting gloaty.
I think if you do three...
gods. Sorry, John.
If they do three, I mean, there's a couple of things they need to remember about the three at the back thing. Look, it was a disaster against Chelsea, but before that, they'd done it and it had worked all right. And I remember listening to the Blue Room, our friends over there who do the Everton version of us on City, and they were going into that Chelsea game, and obviously they were like, oh, fully expecting three at the back, because that's what he's done in these big games, and it sort of worked. Why it didn't work in that game was because, well, they were up against you. Chelsea matched them up and had better players, and in terms of, you know, going 3-on-3 against their front three just didn't work at all. And every time Hazard was 1-on-1, he was just flying past people.
Their goalie fell to him as well, didn't he?
Yeah, he did. Yeah, and the goalie was absolutely dreadful. So which doesn't help. You know,
Stecklenberg.
Yeah.
Well, he's in goal tonight.
Well, he's you never know which Stecklenberg you're gonna get, and I know which one. But the point I'm trying to make is that actually three in the back was a disaster that day, but there was reasons for it. But also, you know, you saw Jagielka really exposed. I think if Williams has got two younger lads either side of him, I could see how it would work a little bit better. That's not to say that we won't have joy, because there's ways that we will. But you can see if Williams has got legs around him either side, then he's able to kind of marshal that. I can see how it worked a little bit better than it was just one too many old old defender against Chelsea, and it was just kind of a little bit too easy for them.
Jagielka running in custard. Basically.
Exactly, exactly. Yeah, he's not there tonight. I mean, so I think if he was, then I think he'd be reluctant to go through the back.
Do you think we need Matip against Lukaku? Is that a vital thing for us?
I think you'd prefer to see him, wouldn't you? Just how cool he is as well, you know what I mean? He looks like nothing ruffles him, and I think if you're looking at a game from an Everton point of view, I think their best bet is unsettling Liverpool. I think Lovren's shown he can be upsettled, he can lose his head. Clavin, you know...
Spot on, John.
We haven't seen too much of him. And
I thought he was great the other day.
Yeah, I did. I thought he was great against Middlesbrough, but this is a different challenge, isn't it? And he looks pretty cool as well, but, you know, how much kind of... You know, situations like this will have he played in, and look, I'm sure they've got derbies in Germany, but you know, it is different, and so I think you'd rather have Matip there. I think Matip would look to cope with it for me a little bit better. I'd just feel a little bit more assured if he was playing.
I think the thing that strikes me is, I mean, we can sort of semi big up Everton, which I think we're doing a little bit in this conversation, but what was frustrating me about Liverpool in recent weeks, and then we had the Middlesbrough performances, you knew they were capable of a few gears more, and you weren't seeing it. And it was almost like, you know, they were all right in patches and they weren't bad, but it was a bit of a shaky spell, wasn't it? And then all of a sudden, second half Middlesbrough, we see that football again from Liverpool like we'd seen earlier in the season, the fast moving stuff, the one-touch stuff, the stuff that, what my point being, whoever they put out, they can't live with that if we can produce that.
Yeah, you know what? The minute Coutinho went off, it wasn't the same, was it?
Let's be right. No, they've struggled, yeah.
We all thought, no, we'll be all right, we'll be all right. And we beat Sunderland, and so we sort of, not kidded ourselves exactly, but thought it was okay. We were without Phil against Bournemouth, weren't we? But it was okay in patches.
But that's been impacted as well. I mean, John made an excellent point the other day. Our bench now compared to like 8 weeks ago,
it's night and day.
It's night and day because, I mean,
all
Coutinho
the kids
was
on
out.
The bench.
Yeah, we got like Sturridge hasn't been there to fill in. Not that him and Coutinho play the same role, but he limits your options when he's not there.
Yeah.
Danny Ings, this would have been a chance for him to break in, you know.
But I think what I saw at Middlesbrough for the first time, and it only did happen truly in the second half, was okay, we're still weak on the bench, but Origi finally fitted in properly with Mane and Firmino.
Big game for him tonight.
Yeah, it is a big game for him. I mean, it looked like it was working. You know, for that 45, Phil Coutinho, you know, it didn't matter that he wasn't there. The pattern was back. We knitted together. We tore people apart.
You saw something from Firmino again.
Yeah, exactly.
Lallana was great again.
Yeah, exactly. That's right, Gareth. It just all worked again. I mean, there was talk in the week that Origi was slightly struggling, wasn't there? I hope we don't have any last-minute disasters, like he's out and Sturridge is out, and God knows. Then we'll have Chan, and then we'll have to go Dogs of War. But that might be a parallel universe, I'm describing it.
Mel was saying there, it was off the record, but I'm going to throw it in. I'm sure she won't mind.
She'd never listen.
Nah, all it was is she said she was doing some kind of event, New Balance thing, I think she said. But Mane was there and they were having a chat about the derby, and he basically just said, I'm well up for this. I'm bang up for this.
Yeah.
And I was like, yes.
Well, it's interesting because Gay said today, hasn't he, that he knows Mane, and he says, I can't lose because he's a wind-up merchant, which I really liked.
I like this.
It's like a sign he don't know about the Mane. Yeah. He's like, yeah, he just like, if he beats us like and he scores, like, I'm just going to get it, and I can't be arsed with that. And I was like, yeah, it is right. Imagine him ringing him at 3 in the morning.
Ah, 2-0 dickhead. Is Idrissa Gueye from Senegal as well?
Sorry?
Is Idrissa Gueye Senegal?
I don't think so, no. But, okay. You know, maybe they just ran into each other in life and stuff like that. But he was saying, like, you know, he's I just thought that was dead funny. Isn't his Bobby Firmino mask.
do you reckon Everton players have got, like, Zaykaz is the ringtone? We were talking about this earlier, man.
Yeah.
Like, ringing him, like, how many Evertonian mates have you got? And how many Liverpool mates have you got? And you won't know any of your mates who've got, like, you'll never walk alone as the ringtone. Yeah, every fucking Evertonian I know.
Has it done? Yeah.
Oh, they always have a little proud look.
Sorry,
around.
He's from Senegal, I've just checked.
Yeah.
That makes more sense.
Yeah, little...
them just knocking around clubs together. Yeah.
And they all look made up when it comes on.
Yeah,
you stood there queuing
really
in the post, queuing in the post office and all that.
They
and
puff the chest
up.
Out.
Yeah.
Half near shirt on underneath the coat.
See this.
But they've never even watched it, half of them.
I wonder how many of them with the free mobiles they got with the season ticket from years ago.
Yeah. I mean, how much? I mean, away from a bit of a technical chat, that wasn't it?
Yeah.
Away from the technical chat, how are you feeling? Have you got Derby belly, Rob?
I have. Are you shitting yourself? A lot more. Yeah, I feel like I need that pint just to calm myself and actually lose all interest in it. Until you get in the ground and then you
top quality analysis from the Anfield Rap. Well, Rob's not doing it later, but all right.
No, when you get in that ground, you know you're there. That's the one thing, you know, fair play to them. You do know where you are when you walk in that ground. I've never walked in there and go, oh, it looks calm today. it's going to be a breeze, this.
Yeah, you walk into a load of abuse.
Yeah.
The two fingers, Everton else, scowling faces. Yeah, you know where you are, don't you?
Is it the best place to win, though? There's nowhere better. There's nowhere better.
Absolutely.
It's so claustrophobic. It just is. It's just the way those old stands. I really like Goodison. I think it'd be a shame when the day it has to die because it should be preserved.
I don't think you'll be here, mate, by when the time,
by the time they build it.
They're still doing it up, aren't they? They put you know, the Goodison letters now on there. They've got like new lights on there.
They filled the corner so you can't see the main stand over the park.
Yeah, they've put a few new banners up and stuff and... It's still shite.
Put some creosote over the woods just to make it last a bit longer.
Torn down the Bobby M. Brown shoes mural thing they had on the side.
It is so old. Like, I mean, it's like, you know, not, especially now that Liverpool have got that new main stand, it does drive it home, how little space there is at the bars and when you go to the bogs and all that. It's just proper old school crap ground.
Yeah, it is. But on a big scale, which is mad. It's the last one of its type.
You know what? Have you noticed as well, if you walk around Anfield now, they've got like Everton little flags hanging down off all the lampposts.
Oh, yeah, I know. They started cropping up them all around sort of Kirkdale and Anfield. They started cropping up just as the main stand started to really become visible. And I wonder whether there was like a top level meeting at Everton where they all come drive in one day and they go like, you know what? You can see that stand everywhere all over the city. You know, we need to do something back. We need to say that we're still here. I know. Stick some things up on lampposts.
And letters.
Yeah, especially when, like, you know, do it on routes that cop heights will be going to the ground. That'll really do the reading. Nah, it doesn't, lads. We just look at it and go, we built a new stand and you put stuff on lampposts. Still 1-0 to Liverpool, lad, innit? Shit club.
What was this show about?
It's just the chat about Everton.
Sean Cooper Clarke said, "What they do there don't concern me." He was rhyming it with Burnley at the time. But like, I just couldn't be less arsed about what they're doing to their grounds. But the opposite doesn't apply. We're just getting nasty now, aren't we?
No, it's all right.
Do you know what we're doing? I keep hearing they're getting closer towards the Bramley Dock move. And I'm like, how are they? Are they literally moving bricks over? like, how are they getting closer? Because, like, they're still skint. And I haven't seen any. Like, I don't understand. What is it?
Moshi's Billions?
Well, what is it?
Moshi's boxed the debt off, though, hasn't he?
£80 million interest.
I'm not sure it's getting closer, though. Like,
that sounds
like stuff's happening, which I haven't seen.
Maybe it's like, you know, like as the sea like wears away at the seawall, it's literally getting closer.
We haven't even had the artist's impression in the echo yet, have we?
No, exactly.
What it might look like.
No, we have. The palm trees and everything.
The palm trees one was good, yeah. I don't think that quite made the echo, yeah.
Come on, let's go and have a pint.
Is there anything else to discuss about? I'll tell you what we do need to discuss, which we haven't, is why do you really want to win it? Because I got into this. I put a long rambling post up on Facebook and also on our newsletter about why it still matters. Because people say sometimes it doesn't matter. You know, they haven't won since 2010. They haven't won a trophy since 1995, which we might have mentioned once or twice. And we'll be mentioning quite a lot more tonight. But so you get people almost going, it's just irrelevant. It's just one of them. It's you know, two bald men fighting over a cob, all that shite. But it does matter, doesn't it? Because it does matter. Because especially if you're in the city, you got to put up with the shite if you get beat. You got to listen to uncles, friends, whatever. Even now, like Facebook, Twitter, all that. It's just going to never be away from your face that you got beat if you get beat. You know what I mean? You'll never hear the last of it.
It is, and for those of you who don't live in the city, it is just very, very different and very, very real. And I wrote about this in my preview, but I lived outside of this town and I didn't get what it was until you have to live alongside these people. Even living in the city, you can go look at that fixture and you can tell yourself all week, you know what, it's not about them, it's about the 3 points. We've got a title to win, fuck them. But then you get to the day and I can't think about the title. It's just them.
You know what? You know the thing that... That's it now. Liverpool win a derby. It's almost if we're not allowed to gloat. Do you ever get that?
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
Liverpool men.
Yeah, because we. No, because yeah, I've just said that. I've had this. I've just said literally into the microphone. It's their cup final, and that's what we've always said to them, isn't it? For years and years.
They win
years.
A derby, but they never hit the fucking end of
yeah,
it.
Yeah, but they go to you. So when we win, if you gloat or you say anything, well, it looks like it's your cup final. Then,
thought you didn't care about us.
Yeah, yeah. Thought you weren't bothered about us and all that.
What you'd expect all your money.
It's brilliant, isn't it? It is fantastic. And John made a great point the other day on something we were doing about the other thing that happens when they win is, all of a sudden, everywhere you go, there's blues. And you never see them any other time than, you know, like you go to the supermarket and there's a fella with a Hafnir on.
And your Mars are blue.
Yeah, your Mars.
She's a blue. Do you remember she's a...
your Mars, the toffee lady.
Hey, Ma, listen, I'm going to the post office in a minute. In 5 minutes, phone me phone, all right?
They do come from everywhere, and it's all like, you know, remember when you said X, and remember when you said Y, and all this, and it's like, yeah, hang on, you were saying you were crap. You said you hate Everton. Because that's the other thing. None of them seem to be enjoying it. All the posts I see on social media, all the bruises.
Doing me height my head in here, all this.
Nah,
I'm a wreck.
They don't enjoy it. They don't enjoy their own club. There was a lad last night who I put a picture up on Instagram of this top that they brought up. Well, someone had it done when they finished above us 2012, 2013. Everton 6th, Liverpool 7th on a t-shirt. And I put it up on our Instagram and said, yeah, your dad's ready for the derby. And then like someone had like, you know, copied in the mate, sent it to the mate who was obviously a blue. And they had a bit of backwards and forwards. And then his mate had put something like, you know, not like you anyway, to get involved in this kind of debate. And his blue mate, this is the blue saying, it said, yeah, I don't know, mate, I'm normally on the domestic after watching Everton. Which I absolutely loved. Because that's right. I mean, one of my really good mates is a blue nose, but he seems to hate it. All I ever see is Facebook posts it just saying, fuck off, Everton. And, you know, he's not enjoying being a blue whatsoever.
Oh, listen, I was in a cab last week on the way back.
No, when was it a blue nose cab driver?
I may have recorded the conversation, but we can't put it out. But needless to say, he was fuming that Lukaku was starting. They were going to get murdered by Arsenal. He had a ticket, not bothering. And then they go and win. But you're right. I mean, my
he was fuming Lukaku was starting.
He was fuming.
Who else do you think is going to score them a goal?
Don't know. Lazy, innit? Doesn't like it. Blah, blah, blah. My sister-in-law's fella, Mark, he's a nice lad, actually. We had a bet at the start of the season when he was bevied that Everton had finished above Liverpool. And if Everton finished above, I had to wear an Everton shirt for the day, like in here. And he's a postie, and he's got to wear a Liverpool shirt on his round and all that. Anyway, he got had off by his mum, because like he went through a shit run of form, literally on facey, and he's going, Everton won, he's going, yeah, get in, fuck up the Blues and all that. And like a couple of weeks ago, he wasn't, same thing, he wasn't asked, his mind just put underneath. I thought you weren't bothered.
Yeah. That's it.
His
that's
own mum just totally.
But I tell you what, there'll be like a conga in town and all kinds if they manage to get something. And that's what we're all not looking forward to. That's why we need the Reds to absolutely smash them tonight.
Come on, Reds.
And what's to say they won't? You know what I mean? I mean, our record's good. We're playing well. We found our form again. We've got all loads of lads who can score goals.
We haven't won there in about 4 or 5 years, though, have we?
We haven't got beat, though, have we?
That's true.
So you know what I mean? There you go. That's a little pre-match chat about it all. Hope it's got your blood pumping.
What do you reckon?
Or whatever else. I'm sticking with me 4-1, mate. 4-1 to Liverpool. I don't like all these close scores people are trotting out. Where's that coming from? Let's go in there with a swagger. Sing our hearts out. Say the fucking... I'm going to do that shout that you like, Rob. You know, when it goes dead quiet and go, and someone just always goes, come on, the shite, these.
Come on, Reds, these are shite. Come on, Reds, these are shite.
Come on, Reds, these are shite. That'll be me tonight.
Real Madrid.
What? Score, Rob.
2-0 to the Reds.
John.
3-1 Liverpool.
That's what he said all along. He's sticking with it. Have you said yours, Ant? Not saying.
I don't want to get 2-2.
2-2?
Shitholes.
That's been an Anfield Rap pre-match special. Up the Reds.
That was an Anfield Rap player show behind the paywall normally, but this week as part of the Christmas hamper, we just wanted to give it to you, let you listen, see what we're about. Hopefully you enjoyed it hugely. There'll be more of them to come. Sports Social Podcast Network.